Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.5 Triple M, the sound of Madison. And we've got another great show at Overture Hall. It's Anastasia, and we left the side door open. So a couple of the actors have actually made their way into the studio today.
Boo.
We've got Edward Stoudemire,
yep.
And Terry Kelly. So hi, you two. Welcome.
Hello.
So I'm trying to think where to start, because a lot of times when actors come in for the different musicals that we have here at Overture Hall, they've never been to Madison. They know nothing about Madison. But Terry, you know a lot about Madison.
I know a lot about it because I grew up here. Born, raised, I can tell you where to eat.
Not anymore. It's been
not
a while,
anymore.
Right?
Now, not anymore. I really don't know where to eat anymore. I just have to Yelp it like everybody else.
Right. So you grew up on the east side, right?
I sure did.
Went to Madison East.
I went to Madison East. Graduated in 88.
Okay.
There you go. Now you know my age. Do the math.
And then you went to the UW for?
A week.
Okay.
Oh, and I was going to be an opera major. That's what it was. And I decided I made a mistake and wanted to keep doing theater. So
very
that's
nice.
Why I left.
I don't think it was a mistake at
I
all.
Don't
you
think
have
so.
A very distinguished career. So what? Tell us then, you left Madison. What did everybody say at home? Did you say, I'm going to be on Broadway or whatever?
Sure did. And everyone was like, we believe you that you will at some point. And I did. And it happened.
Yeah, no, that's very impressive.
People did believe it, though. I mean, because they knew I was really determined. And
And you started as a tap dancer, right?
I sure did. Well, I started as a ballet dancer and a tap dancer. So at Virginia Davis School of Dance.
Okay. And Ed, I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
But that Terry, I think maybe still has her very first trophy that she won for tap dancing, wasn't it?
I sure do.
You need to bring that in.
Well, it's at home in my Brooklyn apartment because it's the I have a box full of trophies, not to be like I have a box full of trophies, but in my mom's basement where I'm staying right now. And but the one that means the most to me is that first little one I won for tapping. Yes.
It's nice. I have a couple bowling trophies.
Do you?
But it's just not the same. We should probably talk about the musical a little bit. Right?
Okay.
Really? You know, all right.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Okay. Ed, so do you want to, should I like punt it to you to like talk about the greatness of, because I think of Anastasia, I'm thinking of like, you know, the fall of the Russians and this is very serious and oh my God, it's all, but this is really a fun.
It is. Death it starts is out fun. Serious. We see the demise of the Romanovs, the end of their reign when the Bolsheviks take over and you know, they basically murder the family.
I mean, what a family event for us to all see. Right?
Really? It is.
it's done in a style that's quite beautiful. It's through dance. It's told. And it's dramatic. And it's just a great beginning for our show. It's a nice little prologue. And then we end up, 10 years later, and things are not so great in Russia. The Bolsheviks haven't made life better. And there was a rumor that possibly somebody actually survived from the Romanov family, the Princess Anastasia. She might still be alive, giving the people some hope.
Right.
And then you meet these two swindlers, me and this other guy, Dimitri. And Dimitri comes up with a plan to let's find a girl and pass her off as the Grand Duchess Anastasia because her grandmother's still alive in Paris and offering all these rewards because she's heard this rumor too. If anybody can find my granddaughter, I'll offer this great amount of money.
Sure.
So we hatch this plan. We find this girl who has amnesia and she's spunky but doesn't know where she's from. And we sign her up and it's kind of like a My Fair Lady. We're teaching her how to be a princess and how to behave. And through the process, she starts having memory. She starts remembering things from her past, and she could actually be the Princess Anastasia. So it's our quest, our journey out of Russia and getting away from the Bolsheviks, and then arriving in beautiful Paris and meeting her grandmother and the romance and all the adventure that happens. And then along the way, I rekindle an old romance with Terry Kelly over here. She plays the Countess Lily. And the sparks get rekindled, and it's really hilarious.
I'm the lady in waiting to the Dowager Empress, so you need to go through me to get to her. So
yeah.
That's the plan anyway.
So I'm curious when you got where. So Anastasia's here at Overture Hall through Sunday. When you audition for roles, is it like you kind of anything that's out there, or you say, like, I know a lot about this musical and I'm interested in it, or I know nothing about the musical. For both of you, how does it usually work?
As, anything as an that's actor? Out there.
Yeah. Is it for you? Like, really?
No, seriously. If they want to see you, that you're like, for us now, we both have agents and they will send us, a, you know, like we have an audition for Anastasia. For this role.
But so did you know this show before?
No, I passed on the first audition for it.
Did you?
I was wrong. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's not me. I saw the animated feature and I thought, oh, sure. That's really not my part. Well, it really changed a lot and it expanded when they made the musical. And I was like, ooh, I wish I'd have gone in earlier. But
I only knew a little bit about the stage version, but I knew that there was a role in there for me. And so when this came in, I was like, oh, that's the one I should go in for. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Now, Terry, I have to admit that I've the only Little Shop of Horrors I've seen was the movie version.
Okay.
But you were Audrey.
I was.
And so is it pretty true to, or is the movie true to the music?
It's pretty true. I mean, the ending is different.
Yeah.
The ending is happy.
Right.
And in the show, it is not.
But the characters themselves.
Yes.
I mean, that's such... Were you thrilled?
Green.
That sounds like an amazing role. How long ago was that? When did
that
you do that?
That was 2004, 2005.
Okay.
And I did that for a year and a half.
Wow.
On the road. Yeah, that was really great. Anthony Rapp was my Seymour from Rent.
Uh-huh.
Fame.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a dream come true. And to you know, put my own mark on that role, but take what Ellen Green did, but build on that. It was awesome.
Yeah, super cool. Now, Ed, you've been up for awards. I don't know if you've won some, but there was a Helen Hayes Award that you were up for, right?
Yeah, a few years back, I was on the tour of Anything Goes, a show that Terry also did on Broadway. I did the national tour of it. A couple things. I'm waiting for the trophy that Terry has that I can put in my Brooklyn apartment.
Well, I would
Brooklyn apartment too.
I mean, but the other thing that when I was doing a little digging, and I hope it's true that I wasn't doing it wrong and the internet was lying to me, are you truly one of or maybe three of the voices on Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV?
You did dig.
Is that true? Cheech Marin?
You were.
I was Shakespeare fighting Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
And then I was Fidel Castro in a match between Cheech and I want to say and
the soccer guy. And the guy who says goal.
I thought it was Antonio Banderas.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I think we just had to yell goal because that was in what the vernacular at the time.
Right. Right. So that sorry, but that's awesome. I loved Celebrity Deathmatch. I'm looking through it. I'm like, wait, is this right? That's so cool.
My relative's husband just texted me and goes, you didn't tell me you're on Celebrity Deathmatch. He was so excited about it. I was like, well, yeah.
Do you do a lot of voice work or that just happened to?
No, I did a little bit when I was in home in New York, but now I've been on the road so much that I never have a chance to get any voice work.
Right. Okay. Well, but we could use a couple extra announcers here. Maybe say 105.5 Triple M as Fidel Castro.
Sign me up. Yeah.
Okay. Do you when traveling on the road? The show Anastasia is here till Sunday at Overture Hall. When you guys are on the road, it's just another theater. Like I don't know if it's is it different. You know, musicians. We have a lot of musicians come through mm-hmm. here, and you know the old Jackson Brown song where they stay a little bit longer and like. It's just another city in a different town. Do you feel like there's vibes if you're in the Midwest or in different parts as far as the audience, really? Or
completely.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Every audience in every city is different. They find different things amusing. Mm-hmm. They find different things thrilling. I mean, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, like, certain places are more reserved. Down in Texas, they are not. We were in San Antonio, and we thought it was a rock concert we were at.
Yes. I mean, it was crazy. We were like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
I mean, we came off stage going, what just happened? Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So they were just cheering and things, or what was going on?
Yeah, just screaming, nonstop, stopping the show multiple times in our number.
In our number, our crazy number, Count Us in the Common Man, which is a huge comedic moment in the show.
It's pretty funny. It's a little racy.
It's a little racy, but... No, they went crazy, like crazy for it. And they love it everywhere, but it's particularly in Texas, they were
nuts. Noticed it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know why I would think they would be more reserved in Texas, but I guess not.
No.
They're more repressed. More repressed, maybe.
More repressed.
I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is.
So, Terry, have you performed anything here in Madison since you were tap dancing as a kid?
Nope. This is my first time coming home as a professional actor. So I'm really thrilled. I got kind of teary last night when I was taking my bow.
Aww.
Yeah.
You had been back to see Overture Hall, though, right?
Nope. I've never been in Overture Hall. I performed in the old Oscar Mayer Theater.
Yes, sure.
Civic Center.
Really?
Yes, it was the Oscar Mayer Theater.
Has
yes,
a first name.
Yes. It
right.
does. Yes, and it was right on State Street.
I did some shows there, and I danced with the Nutcracker. The you know, and CTM I did CTM. Or,
yeah.
Yes, but I've never been in the new space, and it's never gorgeous. As a professional. So
yeah it's a great. You'll it's a happy little place you could be proud of.
Yeah.
So did you? Have you been back to Madison? You don't come back to Madison.
Oh, I sure do. My mom lives here.
Okay.
So I come and visit when I can. I mean, it's hard with right. our careers, you know. I mean, we're traveling and we're doing sure. shows all the time, or you're auditioning for the next show. So that's a challenge. Right. But
well,
yeah.
we're glad you're back.
I
Hopefully
am too.
You'll wander State Street and it'll seem very different.
Oh, I did yesterday.
Okay. Was it weird to you?
It was, but it was fun. I mean, I only had like a half an hour before I had to be back after sound check, but I took a little stroll.
Is that why
ran into some people I knew. Daughters of my friend from high school. It was
really?
So, I was like, what is happening right now?
It's really funny.
Yeah.
And what were you just
I was going to say,
it?
That's where I need to go, State Street. I've never been to Madison except to the wonderful dog parks you have when I'm driving cross
State
country
Street,
with
yeah.
my dog.
That's right outside the front of the Overture Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll figure it
I'll
out.
Figure
you'll
it
show
out.
Him around.
I'll show him around.
You have dogs, right? You're not just wandering the dog parks, I hope.
No, I have a dog I travel with me. He goes at my little travel companion.
Okay.
And so we know every dog park across this country.
We have some good ones here.
You do.
What's your dog's name?
Mac.
Okay. Where is he during the shows?
He's usually in my hotel room or my dressing room. Or right now he's at doggy daycare, so I can be on the radio with you this morning.
Oh, very nice. You could have brought him in. Thank you both, seriously, so much for coming. And it's going to be a fabulous show at Overture Hall. It goes through Sunday, so get your tickets now for Anastasia. Ed, Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
105.5 Triple M.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.